has to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be me, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found a somebody who. It had to be you. Because we're coming into a present memory of the condition that we're in. Will you listen with me? The miracle is not doing anything. All it does is undo. Thus, it cancels out the interference to what has been done. It doesn't add anything. It merely takes away. And what it takes away is long since gone, but it's being kept in your memory right now and in my memory, and it appears to have an immediate effect. Listen, this world was over a long time ago. The thoughts that make it are no longer in the mind that thought of them and loved them for a little while. Listen, the miracle but shows that the past is gone, and what has truly gone cannot possibly have any effect, and remembering a cause can but produce illusions of its presence, not effects. All the effects of guilt are here no more, for guilt is over. In its passing went its consequences, left without a cause. Why would you cling to it in your own memory of yourself if you didn't want to stay who you are, despite my certainty that it's over? Remembering is as selective as perception, being what is already over. It is perception of the past as if it were occurring now and still were there to see. Memory, like perception, is a skill made up by you to take the place of what God gave in your creation. And like all the things you make, it can be used to serve another purpose and to be the means for something else. It can be used to heal yourself in your body reflection of light, not to hurt you if you want it to be true. Listen to me. Nothing employed for healing represents an effort to do anything at all. It's a recognition that you have no needs, which mean that something must be done. Listen with me. It's an unselective memory that is not used to interfere with truth. All things the Holy Spirit can employ for healing have been given him without the content and the purpose for which they have been made. Listen, they are but skills without an application. They await their use, and they have no effects except your dedication. Listen now one more. The Holy Spirit can indeed make use of the memory of you, for God himself is there. Yet this is not a memory of past events, but only of being right here and now. You're so long accustomed to believing that memories hold only what is already over that it's hard for you to realize it's a skill that actually could remember us coming here together with this full intention. The limitation on remembering that the world isn't imposing on it are as vast as those you let the world impose on you. Here we go. There is no link of memory to the past. If you would have it be there, there it's going to be. But only your desire makes the link, and only you have held it as a part of time where guilt appears to linger still within your own mind. Yes, I remember you. Do you remember me? In the preparation for the idea of sharing what we term present memory, what we term coming into this sequence of yourself. Here, let me take this. Here, will you take this? Will you hold this, John? Here, I didn't mean to do that there. Here. Here's where we are, if I'm going to set up this new frame of sequence. I need to have you understand with me that in the reflection of the decisions that you're making about yourself, my, that was lovely, are you starting to bring back into your own sequence a memory of yourself? The whole basis of our teaching, as I'm with you now in reflection of light, are only to show you that we are in memory. I'm a human being. So are you. We are reflections of what we call the planet Earth. We're reflections in which we get ideas about ourselves in the procedures of what we want to see that we have already admitted are contained within my memory of you. You're the one that made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. The purpose of the procedure, if you'll allow me to pursue it with you, in the certainty that the practice of the idea, that there's an alternative in you that's going on simultaneously with the reflection of light by which you hold on to yourself in ideas of what you think you are, you can begin to determine with me, perhaps as you did just then, that the application of the joy that I'm feeling within my memory patterns, listen, cannot be more or less than what I'm bringing into the sequence of my memory and begin to carry with me, okay, over into a recognition of you. Here's what's happening now, because I'm going to increase the frequency. The idea of the possibility of increasing the frequency, of a reflection of what I want to see in my own mind, when I use the skill of application of my past, come on now, would be an indication that when I came over into this sequence, I had to remember in my own mind the memory of this sequence. Watch it now. Huh? At the time that I come into that sequence of my light, I'm going to have to remember that I brought with me, say to me, present condition.
Present condition.
Of memory. This will get simpler. The mind training will allow you always to recall within the framework of how you are representing yourself, another alternative. If I can teach you in the consequences, and you are in consequences of what you want to teach, that if I bring the old memory of you, I did it right there again with you, into this memory, I will be in a reflection of light that is denying me. Give me present memory. That's why I can sing the song, I Remember You. I remember too a distant bell. I remember stars that fell out of the blue, and when my life is through, and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of it all, the thrill. thrill of it all. The thrill of it all. The thrill of the idea that I just got a better reflection of you. Now, look with me. That did not preclude the idea that we are in a fabric of association of what we call dark light. What we call within the idea of the illusionary nature of my body form. Listen carefully. That I am not coming from another sequence of light to offer you the condition of the reflection of myself and the condition of the reflection of myself. Here's the dilemma from which we suffer. This is quantum teaching. This is the idea of the possibility that the instant of our communication is possible within the memories. This is me, now I'm going to be myself, all right? I am responsible for what I'm saying. I am choosing the outcome that I want in the reflection of my mind, and the outcome that I'm getting is a reflection of you. Okay? Now, the improvement in the technique of obtaining better views of how I look in the reflection of light as I peer up into the universe are simply an allowance to let the penetration of the dark energy by which I retain reflections of you in my memory, and I carry them over into reflections of you. Obviously, the difficulty that I have in the opening sequence of this, you're going to hear me, it's all over. What I read you at the introduction of the healing factor of your mind, this world is over. Now, obviously it doesn't appear to be over to you, does it? It looks as though when I show up in this sequence, I remember John. There's John right there. I remember the sequence of just a little bit ago, we did the idea of coming together in a sequence of time where you have learned in a systematic way to let solutions about the memory that I brought from John, okay, come into my mind without regard to the differentiation that I would see in the reflection of the camera, say, of Claire. She is a operation of a reflected light. Is this true, Claire? Okay. And John is also an operation of a reflection of light. Now, I'm very certain that in the operating procedure in which Claire now is presenting herself to me is a sequence of events that as I come into this sequence, she is taking the image of a camera taking a picture of me, but you listen carefully to me. Since there is only one illusion, the reflection of light that I'm getting cannot exclude in the storyline of what I want to see the inclusion of Claire taking pictures of me, which are taking picture within the greater frame of the reflection of light contained in a memory that she has captured in the lens of the camera. Oh, God, I love to teach. If I can get you to see that there's no objection in me to the idea that you're setting up images of light, that you're telling each other stories, that John is bringing memories of the picture of the miracle of the conversion based on a contained certainty that my mind can see something differently than what I'm seeing, and I mean differently, very simply because I am responsible for what I'm seeing. Now, if John has entered into the reflection, he may even in this dream that I'm having with you, I love to teach this, I may suddenly in this beautiful, ravishing dream I'm having of war and conflict, I see somebody up there taking a picture of me. Can you hear that? Now, is he the containment of the Holy Spirit? Listen with me. The Holy Spirit is contained within the entirety of the reflection of the memory that he holds in a mechanical division of thinking that he's a body form. I love to teach. Could you hear that with me? So that the healing of the dream in the reflection of me can only be the whole bright memory that I'm holding about myself. Okay? Myself is what the universal mind of God is. Myself is the healing of the dream, of the possibility that I would be trapped in this sequence of time. Hold on to that memory, all right? And John is taking a picture now. Now, I can accumulate ideas of that picture very simply. Come on, now you're going to hear this. Because Claire here is taking the same picture in her memory. Now, the producer of the show, Michael Mitch, is producing the idea of observing the manner in which I increase frequencies of the love that I'm feeling for you. Say to me, this is a love story. Really? But it, now, look how important it is. I'm not distinguishing between the camera reflection of light. Shall I tell you why? In the storyline of the frequency of what I've seen, this camera has been set up to represent, say to me, conflict. Well, come on. This camera has been set up to represent the conflict that rejects the love that I feel for you. Do you remember this? In the scenario of the storyline, of the continuity of my self-consciousness cannot be excluded within my own memory of myself of what I want to see in this procedure. That's why when I came into this frequency, I wore, say to me, fancy shirt. Listen to me, I could have well worn a bloody shirt covered with pain and death and despondency because it's in a frequency of my life. Now, I have to have some relief from that, so I'm going to find another camera angle that will let you and I share that passion of the love that I'm having for you. The problem is not that. The problem is that I'm holding in my memory the idea of the bloody shirt. Now, say to me, take off your bloody shirt and we'll love each other together. You don't have to, because I'm showing you that you're actually looking at the possibility that the enlightenment of the figures of the continuity of myself are going to be, if you'll share it with me, the greatest story that I could ever tell you within this frame of the sequence of time, because it always admits to a present memory that's available to you without regard to the peace and love that I found in you, oh my goodness, or the conflict of you that occurred within a sequence of time, listen, that could represent any distance, probably not over, let's say 40,000 years. Come on, come on. Probably not longer than the sequence in which I share the conflict with the love of you and then continue to suffer from a condition of conflict in which I can express the loss, death, the death idea of the necessity for me to disappear into a dim reflection of light that doesn't allow me to see that I can write a new sequence where on this battlefield in a new light reflection, in the love that I'm feeling for you, can appear a new image, all right, that will enter into the conflict to resolve the idea of the love that I'm feeling for you. Listen, let's look a little bit more about the healing of the dream. And your recognition that the memory of the whole universe is only a memory of you, but that in the conflict of the location within the dim reflection of light that you're seeing, you can never see clearly. So that the act of forgiveness will simply be an association of the pain and conflict and the love and joy, since both are only in your own mind. Now I'm talking directly to you. You better listen to me. The reflections that you're getting about yourself will only going to be memories of how you're looking at yourself. The conflict of the sequence of time, let's use a discipleship of me through Jesus Christ, I have a better continuing reflection of myself, very simply because I've been in a storyline so long that each time I appear to find the joy and happiness, it collapses into another conflict. Listen, this time around, I'm going to retain a new memory of you, a new memory that we are going to share together in that bright reflection of light. Listen with me. Listen about the healing of the sequence of the conflict that I have felt in my own mind. Listen. The Holy Spirit's use of memory is quite apart from time. He does not seek to use it as a means to keep the past, but rather is a way to let it go. Why? Memories hold the messages it receives and does what it is given it to do. Listen, the memory does not write the message nor appoint what it is for. Like to the body, it is purposeless within itself. And if it seems to serve to cherish ancient hate and pain and death and give you pictures of injustice and hurts that you were saving, this is what you ask its messages to be and what it's going to be in the sequence of the camera-taking technique. We call it committed to the vaults of the idea of the memory sequence are the history of all of the body's past hiding deep within your sequence of memory. All of the strange associations made to keep the past alive and this present condition dead are stored within it, waiting your command that they can be brought to you and they can live again in this dim sequence of time. And thus do their effects appear to be increased by time, which took away their cause. Listen, time is but another phase of what does nothing. It works hand in hand with all the other attributes with which you seek to keep concealed the truth about yourself. Listen now, time neither takes away nor can restore, and yet you make strange use of it as if the past has caused the present, which is but a consequence in which no change can be made possible because its cause is already gone. Yet change must have a cause that will endure or else it will not last. No change can be made in the present if its cause is past, because only the past is held in memory, and as you make use of it, you will be able to see that the past is gone and that you're living in the now. There's a great deal of joy here, look at, in the possibility that we have activated within this reflection of light another memory that's contained in you. This is the idea of trusting that you don't have to defend yourself when you're being attacked. Okay. Who are you defending yourself from? Your own attack. We have a fundamental agreement within our own mind that the figures in which I have found my love and are sharing in our separate memory, suddenly these dark other figures out here begin to attack me. What an amazing idea. Could you hear this? Dear ones, I love to teach this. This is teaching the sequence of the resurrection, of the conversion of my mind into a new frame of time that I've come into. Okay, can you see this with me? You have learned sufficiently within your own mind that I have decided to bring a memory of the love that I felt within the vault of memory being downloaded from this sequence of galactic association to share it with the idea that the accumulation of memories of light form are being shared in this sequence so that the continuum of time that I'm going to represent to you in that sense will be a descent into the conflict, listen to me, both of the love that I felt for you in your and my decision to die together and love the idea that we could share, have suddenly now turned in the new association of light to a new frequency of looking at the love that I feel in the memory of myself, in the conflict and the pain and the loneliness and the death of this sequence of time. Now, look at me, dear one. That's very beautiful. Since the light was only going to be in your sequence, we can have memories of ourselves that are both of the love that we felt. Let's try it the other way. The love that I'm feeling for you, because we discovered we were still retaining conflict of ourselves within our own mind. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to increase the frequency of the possibility of a new memory continuum within yourself that are undergoing instantaneous conversion of light form, so that you can see that was that conflict just a moment ago is how much I'm loving you now in this new sequence, because it's come in to a present memory of who I am. God goes with me now wherever I go, because I am the light of the world with you. And we can say together, as we've been saying since the beginning of time, God, you bless us, each and everyone, everybody. Memories are made of this. I'm remembering. Listen, time in your memory is but another phase of what does nothing. It works hand in hand with all the other attributes with which you seek to keep concealed the truth about yourself. Time neither takes away nor can restore, and yet you make strange use of it as if the past had caused the present, which is but a consequence in which no change can be made possible because its cause has gone. Yet change must have a cause that will endure, or else it will not last, because no change can be made in the present if its cause is past, because only the past is held in memory as you make use of it, and so it is a way to hold the past against the now. Remember nothing that you taught yourself, for you were badly taught. And who would keep a senseless lesson in his mind when he can learn and can preserve a better one? When ancient memories of hate appear, remember that their cause is gone, because memories are made of this. And so you cannot understand what they are for, because they're no longer in your mind, but you're trying to hold on to them. Let not the cause that you would give them now be what it was that made them, what they were, or what they seem to be. Be glad that it's gone, for this is what you would be pardoned from, forgiven. And see instead the new effects of cause accepted now with consequences right here and right now. And they will surprise you with their loveliness, and the ancient new ideas they bring will be the happy consequences of a cause that's so ancient that it far exceeds the span of memory which the concept of yourself can possibly give you. Can you see this with me? Thank you for that. See, the sequence of the memory idea that I am carrying with me now, and I'm teaching from my own illumination of mind, as you will accept it in your own illumination of mind, will always give you the value. This is the use of the human condition of yourself. The memory value that you bring with you into this sequence of time of what you want to see, and this is what we just talked about, in a very old and ancient memory of yourself. When we speak of the invention of time, we like to look at the possibility of a sequence of time at the moment of the intercession from eternal life into the idea of space-time was the memory both of coming into the activity of your mind, observing yourself within the limitation you have imposed on yourself in its entirety, and returning out into the universe. The joy that I'm experiencing with you are as simple as the solution that the memory of everything that I intend to see in my relationship with my effort to induce you to release the necessity of the conflict that I felt with you in the discovery that the love that I'm feeling for you are all contained within a sequence of the formulation of the idea of the reflection of light, in which I intend to understand that the self that I am is the self that you are, that the entirety of the universe in reflections of space-time, which are you, are also the entirety of you in memories of how you're looking at yourself within your own consciousness. Are you listening to me? You know perfectly well this is true. You know perfectly well you're in a dream sequence that you have set up in order to retain within a space-time episode the idea that the light that is attempting to penetrate into the association of the dark form in which you feel fear and loneliness and death are your individual necessity to protect yourself in the joy and peace that we have found and have now subtracted from ourselves the conflict that appears to be outside of ourselves. In the new frequency of the idea of the reflection of light, I'm going to teach you just for a moment about my own responsibility. The entire cause of this universe is very clearly in my mind. If you want to call yourself the savior of the world, I'd appreciate it if you would, because there is no salvation that's going to occur within the frequency of how you're looking at yourself in that reflection of light, unless you can share with me the idea of the love that I'm feeling about you within the sequence of time. Remember when the old man was here and he began to teach the idea of love combined to the idea of liking you very much? I like you very much. Do you like me?
Yes.
Do you like me? No, do you like me a lot? Thank you for that. Because the idea that I can like you can be increased in frequency if I'll release the necessity for me to defend myself from the conflict, gonna hear me now, that I'm inflicting on myself. That while I am momentarily sharing the joy of the release of that conflict of you, listen, there is a continuum of time where we can share opportunities to increase the frequency, this is called the peace of God, where the reflection of your determination to love can be exchanged in the vault of your memory with your determination to love. You can listen to me. It's not in this sequence of time at all. It's in another ongoing sequence of the light that you want to see in the reflection of the acceptance of the responsibility for what you are. Because the happiness of yourself can only be found in the light of your own memory. Myself is ruler of the universe, and the simplicity of the idea that there's a dream sequence going on, that when this morning, when you got up, you were in an entirely different reflection of yourself. And though perhaps you remembered with me a ceremony that was performed at another sequence of time, it's now in my memory. That way I have a memory of you. That way I can share, trust me with this, not other reflections of memory, but coming into a present memory where in my defenselessness, I let that conflict of the guy that I've been using out there, that I can come back and love another sequence to love each other within this new frame of time. Because the self that I am representing is the self of the universe. I'm going to use it as a demonstration just for a moment of a sequence of light. I want you to see within the idea of the concept of yourself that there's always a new visionary memory of yourself if you want to see it in the reflection of light. It's a mind training of the presence of a sequence of memory in which you admit this is changing all the time. And each time you don't defend yourself, there's no one to attack you. You are the light of the world. You are a present memory of the ancient past and the ancient future that has been defined in your new association of yourself as a single moment in space-time, because you are the light of the world with me. Remember about miracles? They're seen in vision, the light reflection of you, and they go together, and this needs a lot of repeating because it's the new thought system of the perception of what you're seeing now. We just agreed that the miracle is always there. Its presence is not caused by your vision of conflict. Its absence is not the result of your failure to see. It is only your awareness of miracle that is affected. Why? You will see them in the light and you will not see them in the darkness of reflection. To you, then, light is crucial. While you remain in darkness, the miracle remains unseen by you because you can't see it. Thus, you are convinced that it is not there. This follows from the premise from which the darkness comes. Why? Denial of light leads to failure to perceive it. And failure to perceive light is to perceive darkness. Listen, the light is useless to you then, even though it's there. You cannot use it because its presence is unknown to you. And the seeming reality of the darkness makes the idea of the light that I'm offering you totally meaningless, literally, because you can't see it within your own sequence of time. Listen, to be told that what you do not see is there obviously sounds crazy to your conceptual mind. Why? It's very difficult to become convinced that it's crazier in hell not to see what is there and to see what is not there instead, because you give yourself your own reflection of the dark form. Why? You don't doubt that the body's eyes can see. You don't doubt the images they show you are reality. Why? Your faith lies in the darkness, not the light. How can this be reversed? Listen with me, I'm going to tell you, for you it's impossible. How could it possibly be possible in you if you're getting a reflection of yourself? Now listen, your effort, however little they may be, have very strong support in the conversion of yourself. Did you but realize how great this strength is, your doubts about yourself would vanish. Now, today, in this effort that we are employing, in the idea of a present condition, you're going to begin to feel the strength that's in your mind. When you have felt the strength in you, which makes all miracles within your easy reach, you will never doubt. The miracle your sense of weakness hides will leap into the awareness as you feel the strength within you. Because the faith of what you want to see is instructing your mind in correspondence to what you want to see. Because miracles are seen in light, and the body's eyes do not perceive the light, but I am going to remember in this sequence of time that I am not a body, so that the reflection of myself can be seen in the miracle of the power of myself to make a decision about what I want to see. Very simply, thank you for the beautiful sequence of light of ideas of yourself. I'm going to take just a little sequence of time here, because I'm going to teach you the increase in frequency that you discovered in that old relationship that was over here. Here's the important factor of it. If you're going to think in a present condition of what you intend to be within the sequence of the memory that I have of myself, I have already included within myself, as have you, if you will recognize the idea of yourself, the certainty that the reflection of the memory I have about myself in my illumination of mind, I intend to share with you, listen, without regard to the conflict that you're determined to hold on to you in your own mind. Look with me in the reflection of light. There's no question you have come far enough along in the hologram that you're seeing reflection, that you have given distinct body references about what you want to see. The entirety of my reminder from the Savior of the sequence, Jesus, is that the reflection of light that you're seeing out there in the sickness of the conflict is in your mind. Obviously, you have the dilemma of loving you in the sequence and retaining the conflict deep within my own mind. Yet it's possible for me to utilize a power of mind that I have previously been afraid of, because it will be the loss of the conflict of the reflection of light that I thought was necessary in the joy that I'm feeling in a memory that I brought particularly into this sequence. Okay, so that as John on that camera of light downloads a memory that was contained somewhere in the 40,000-year cycle, all right, and the camera technique of the idea of the increase in frequency of the dark form. Now, this is the same idea that there's a whole universe out there. Come on. Why would you be afraid? I'm just curious, and I'm going to read it to you if I have time. Why would you be afraid of the power of light? You see, obviously you are. The idea of being a moment in space-time are what the fear of a continuing evaluation of the emotional contact of yourself is, the fear of the revealing of the light. Now, since I am reflecting to you only my own idea about myself, I am going to begin to practice, say to me, forgiveness, the forgiveness of the reflection of myself, because the power of the decision. Now, let's say that I have included this light. I now join with you in the individual particulars of myself in order to retain the reflection of light, in my certainty that the light sequence collapsed into the conflict and I left here. Listen a little more to me about the strength of the power of light to make that decision. I love to teach the idea that when you see a reflection of your dark body form, you're actually seeing nothing, absolutely. Yet standing next to you cannot be a better reflection that you start to catch glimpses of in your own mind. Then in order not to see the light in its entirety, even though you brought that love with you, you suffer from a conflict of believing that there's another body form that's separate from this body form without the entire admission that both bodies forms are in your mind within the love that I'm feeling for you right now. Within the love that I'm feeling for you right now. This will amaze you now in this new frequency of light. This association of acumen of light has associated with this accumulation of light out in the galaxy, and suddenly are shining in a new frequency of light. Listen with me. Listen and see with me the bright light. Miracles are seen in light, and the strength of the light are the same. You do not think of light in terms of strength and darkness in terms of weakness. This is because your idea of what seeing means is tied up with your body and your eyes and your brain. Thus, you believe that you can change what you see by putting on these little reflections of light of what represents your body form. This is among the many magical beliefs that come from the conviction that you're a body and that the reflection of light is other than what you are. you also believe that the concept of yourself, your body, brain, can think. Come on, well, think about what? Think about a reflection of light of himself. Out in the universe is the power that is so much greater than this that it becomes ridiculous. If you understood the nature of thought, you'd laugh at this crazy idea that the concept of yourself means anything whatsoever, because it doesn't. But this is what you believe. You listen to me. This is your idea of yourself. God's strength in you that is the light in which you see. It's the mind with which you think. It's the denial of your weakness, and I'm going to read it to you because I like the idea of what you're determined to be in another death sequence of your body's formulation. Peering about in darkness, to what? Behold the likeness or reflection of yourself. The small, here, the weak, the sickly you in your mind, the dying. Those in need, the helpless, see that? The afraid, the sad, the poor, the starving, the joyless. They're all seen through eyes that cannot see and cannot bless. Listen with me. Strength overlooks these things by seeing past appearance. It keeps a steady gaze on the reflection of light it has found in itself. It unites with light of which it is a part. Who does it see? It sees itself. It sees itself. I'm seeing myself. It brings the light in which yourself appears. Look, in darkness, you perceive a self that is not there. It's simply not there. Strength is the truth about you, and weakness is an idle reflection that you worship and adore. That strength of you can be dispelled from you because you're afraid of the darkness that you're feeling about yourself. There's a, what we used to call an attitude of gratitude in the recognition that I am responsible for this within my own frequency of light. Look with me with this. Obviously, there are going to be moments of fear of what I am offering you. That is true because it's necessary for you to hold the idea of fear within your own mind. Then you can see another body image out there that you would rather look at in the consequences that you feel within your own mind, so that I can express my love for you as long as I retain within myself a sequence of the conflict that's inherent in me because of the reflection of light of your body form in my refusal to accept in its entirety that all of it is only contained within me. Now, thank you for that new reflection of light, John. Because outside in the space and time of us, outside of this parameter, you have made an agreement that to return within this sequence in a new frequency of light. This is called salvation. You want me to use the term? This is called resurrection. This is called anything you want to hear about the assumption of your responsibility for what you're seeing. Now, what I'm going to do in one little interlude of time, I'm going to take the sequence of time. I'm going to include, I'm going to be leaving here just for a moment. How long and soon will I be back? How long before you want to see me again? How long are you going to be determined within the concept of the self that you hold to hold on to the consciousness of the space-time that you're in that was over the moment it descended into the idea of the possibility? I have no concern about that. When I come back into this sequence, it's going to be with a new reflection of the evolutionary process of the revolution of your mind and my determination to see the love that I'm feeling for you right now because it's in my mind. I am at that point indifferent to the conflict because I have recognized the power of my light to make that decision. And the expression of my love for you is extremely intense because of this new location, the idea of time, a new place in space-time in which we can decide together that love is going with us wherever we go, and that though we leave the sequence and journey out into the universe, listen, when we come back, we'll bring the love with us. God bless us on this return in the new memory that we have, in the new memory of love that I'm sharing with you. Sharing with you in this joy. Listen. Stand by.